Blog Talk Radio.
Voy. Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're live because we're living in the most existential of moments with the intention to be configured to toward Chaim, instructions of life toward Chesed, instructions of kindness toward Zerachim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio. This is what we consider to be and humbly assert our inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class program presentation 714 on Prophets Instructional Pair, Part 1. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our eternal Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha blessing upon the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast will focus upon a teaching which really is a prayer that was uttered by Elijah the Prophet revealed via the Holy Zohar. To amplify the teachings, inspirations will be gleaned from a Hasidic discourse delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in 5715, Tavshin Tezvov, corresponding to the English calendar year 1954, from a wondrous collection of elucidations from a book called Matok Medavash, Sweeter Mohani from Rav Daniel Parish, a blessed memory. Meanwhile, may the eternal Creator bless and protect you and loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And you're listening to, as our opening segment song, Nigun Yol by Zusha. Just turn down and get on with the show. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's a very impromptu type of presentation tonight, but that's okay. We're known for doing that, blessed souls. So most of you hear this in the archive version. Also want to mention at the end of the program, we'll be making an appeal to upgrade our broadcasting abilities by partnering with me on PayPal, but we'll talk about that at the end of today's program, blessed Hashem. I'd like to dedicate today's humble efforts towards the Ilan Nishmas of my dear mother-in-law, Maras Rivka Fortuna, Bas, Aleha Shalom, may he rest in peace, Daniel, may he rest in peace, all of us Shalom, and as well, Eliyahu Ben Menachem Mendon, Shen Kum Domo, Ofen Kitzeron Nishachne Afar. We also, unfortunately, have to add another name to those who have passed on to the next level of life. Maras Shendel Liba, Aliyah Shalom, Bas Harav Tzvi Mordechai, Olav Shalom. She passed on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, 30th of Kislev, the previous Shabbos by night. I wish to share now a prayer with you from Elijah the Prophet, which carries in a very deep instruction. We won't cover the whole prayer, but in the time that we have, we'll cover the beginning, and hopefully this will be a series which will hopefully arouse individuals like yourself around the world to want to learn more about the inner dimensions of Torah, Panimiyat Torah, and there's plenty to learn, and where to turn and from who to learn. That's something that you'll have to decide for yourselves, but in the meantime, what I humbly suggest is that once you learn something of the inner dimension of Torah, you'll find that your desire shall go stronger and stronger, and it would also make you focus on the other aspects of Torah. And more than that, hopefully, if the teachings are really penetrating deep into your blessed heart and soul, you'll want to take action. Positive action, life-affirming action, to help other people make this world much more sustainable. So, with that being said, let us now go into this teaching, which is a prayer which carries many instruction, many levels of instruction. about the Creator and how the Creator goes about creating this creation, which for some people might seem as a new realm of awareness. That's fine. We can all grow in our awareness, right? We can all grow in our awareness. So, with that being said, when you bring up the name of Elijah the prophet, blessed souls, it can arouse in many people many different types of ideas. I have 10 points I'd like to share about Elijah the prophet before we go into the going into these teachings that were recorded in the Holy Zohar. Number one, Elijah the prophet, Elio Anavi, was a Kohen. Number two, he was considered to be, or he asserted to those who tried to attack him, as a man of God, a human being being a man of God, and that you can learn more about by going to the Book of Kings 2, chapter 1, verse 12. He is mentioned many times in the Tanakh, which are the series of writings which are to be found after the five books of Moses. He was called a prophet. He is a human being who will serve as a catalyst to return the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons to the fathers. And from that, you can learn more in the book of Malachi or Malachi, chapter 3, verses 23 and chapter 24. A fifth point that some people pick up on with concerning Elijah the prophet is that he performed miracles. To learn more about that, you can go to the book of Kings, book 1, chapter 17, verses 10 through 15, and then chapter 17, verses 17 through 24. So another matter that he is well known for is that he defeated the prophets of the Baal, which you can learn more about by going to the Book of Kings, Book of Kings number 1, excuse me, chapter 18, verses 20 through 40. In the Book of Kings 1, chapter 19, verses 3 through 8, you can learn how about Elijah the prophet receive food from the Creator through an angel. An eighth point about Elijah the prophet that you might be interested in knowing, blessed souls, is that Elijah the prophet pronounced twice fire should consume his pursuers, his enemies. And that's found in the Book of Kings, Book 2, Chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Point number 9, which might be of your interest. He blessed his disciple Elisha the prophet, Elisha Navi, with two times his spirit, which is found in the Book of Kings 2, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And last but not least, what he is also known for, is that Elijah the prophet ascended on a chariot of fire and horses to heaven, and that is described very tersely in the Book of Kings number 2, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Now, according to the Holy Zohar, Elijah the prophet's prayer, which we're going to share part of it tonight, was an essential secret unification whose implications, dash the prophet's prayer, were longer than the measurement of this blessed earth, as asserted by the author of a Torah work known as Akisei Melech, the king's chair. And this prayer, or at least part of which I'm trying to share with you at this moment, is also in the category of a maimar, a statement, a divine statement, a Torah teaching, containing within it layers upon layers of instruction. So here we go, ready or not, we'll try to take a slow approach so the knowledge may flow into your blessed mind, heart, and soul, in order that you merit to grow within the eternal universe of the inner dimensions of Torah, Panimiyas HaTorah, or Panimiyot HaTorah. So the prayer or instruction starts like this. Elijah the prophet, translating into English, of course, Elijah the prophet began his discourse. But his discourse is actually a prayer with praise for Creator. And he proceeded to say, and said, Master of the worlds. Why Elijah the prophet started his prayer by addressing Creator as Master of the Worlds instructing us that Creator is infinite, may be blessed, and openly revealed within 10 divine vessels, Kalim, otherwise known as Sfirot, within the world of intellect, the world of Atzilut, and within all other supernal worlds, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe taught in his Hasidic discourse on Yutes Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, 1954. And during that discourse, the Rebbe recalled that his holy father-in-law, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, elucidated that the masterful domain of our eternal Creator reigns over all concealed worlds and all revealed worlds, meaning the chaining down of this creation by means of all forms of cause and effect relationships, which instructs us that the very idea of the teva of nature is the outcome of inner and outer forms, dimension, designs of cause and effect relationships. However, within the seemingly humdrum routine of the realm of nature, which permeates our entire universe, there can manifest a divine occurrence of nature itself, which can then nature itself can be stretched, reconfigured, temporary basis to a sublime, divine, godly miracle, effusion of a higher realm of Elokus, godliness, to occur. As we close out this presentation, blessed souls, because I see it's a lot to chew, so we want to present it in small bits and pieces. Returning to the Prophet Elijah's teachings, professes to the Creator, you are one, but not in the numerical sense. A oneness that is not referring to that which is one above, or all are in one, but a level of uniqueness, which hopefully we will share in the coming presentations with the help of the Most High. Now, blessed souls, I've been advised to try to encourage others to partner in our humble presentations around the world, and we are broadcasting in over 45 countries now. Whether live or archived versions, we've reached hundreds of thousands of people around the world in the last 8.5 years that we've been broadcasting. But it is not sufficient because there is a great inner need within the human family experience to reach to that which is beyond ourselves, meaning to connect in a more significant way to the Creator. And one of the ways that we can do that, I would humbly suggest, as I've been advised by my teachers, very righteous individuals, here in the United States of America, also known as Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, if it's all actualization, is that by empowering me to broadcast to more and more people at a higher level of broadcast capability through Blog Talk Radio, or even beyond eventually the environs, the friendly environs I have to, you know, accentuate concerning Blog Talk Radio, that I need others to partner with my humble efforts. Now, one of the ways you can do that is to go to PayPal, and the way you can contribute, you go to paypal.me/Don, capital D-O-N, capital Z-U-S-Y-A, capital G-O-O-D-M-A-N, and type in the amount. It's a secure way of supporting the dispersion and dissemination of these inner dimensions of Torah. It's a safe and secure way of helping me help others and helping yourselves for blessings. As I cannot promise you what blessings, but I won't be surprised when you contribute and you can get back to me and say that you've seen blessings in supporting us, that this is, can go a long way. And I'm not talking about giving $1 million. If we've had a couple hundred thousand listeners over the past 8.5 years, just to give a dollar a month, or $5, $10, if you, $18, if you want to make a dedication towards someone who's passed on it, to the elevation of their soul, to celebrate someone's wedding, someone's graduation from the Jewish community, for someone's bris, or someone, to celebrate someone's bris, someone's wedding anniversary, someone's bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, wedding anniversary, you're certainly welcome to do so. Now, with that being said, too, as well, we usually like to sign off by talking about the nature of the good to do good, which is certainly very praiseworthy to recognize this is one of the attributes of Creator, but as well, we want to bring in a halachic perspective of 8 levels of giving. So when I mentioned that I've got to be good and you've got to be good, we basically, there's an 8-tier program within the Oral Torah tradition of Israel for any human being to participate in. And hopefully we should see this as not only us giving, but us receiving and being consciously aware of the added blessings that come into our lives. First of all, a sense of well-being inside, but as well to see it in other forms of goodness in our own lives and testify to others about the efficacy of giving of one's hard earnings, not to bankrupt oneself, but to contribute towards the improvement of the human family experience while one is living one's, you know, humdrum daily life, you know, the mundanities of life, the working and the paying the bills and the raising the family and helping friends and attending matters within the community. So the Rambam teaches us that we are obligated to fill the needs of every poor person according his or her previous state. If a person doesn't want to accept our kindness, our tzedakah, our charity, we need to find some other means, such as presenting it as a gift or a loan. So the Rambam goes on to delineate there are 8 levels in giving tzedakah, charity, or doing that which is right, in descending order. So the first, the most praiseworthy level of engaging in tzedakah, an action which is righteous, is providing for a person a job so he or she is not relying on others. The next level, slightly below it, is giving without knowing who is the recipient of this tzedakah, of this righteous act, in such a way that the receiver does not know who is the giver. The third level is giving in such a way that only the receiver knows who is the giver. The fourth level is giving in such a way that only the giver himself knows to whom he is giving. The fifth level is giving to the poor before being asked. The sixth level is giving after being asked. The seventh level is giving less than one is able, yet with a cheery countenance. And last but not least, but it is really the least way, is to give in a cheerless manner. And then there are those who give, for the, which is not part of these 8 levels, to self-aggrandize themselves, but it's better to give and to self-aggrandize than not to give at all, meaning if a person's going to do it for the sake of building up their own ego, although it's not so praiseworthy, at the very least they're trying to help someone. That being said, blessed souls, as we like to end off, and as your local international cyberspace Torah activist Don Zussi Goodman, I want to remind everyone, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, because the Teva Tov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of our goodness, waits ever so patiently for to activate this goodness, and for instance, to engage in one of these 8 levels of tzedakah, of doing that which is right, or an act of charity, if you want to call it that. And with that being said, we want to end off with some of our favorite music by our favorite musicians. Take Care, My Son by David Dom will help us get back to home, to help us realize and internalize. Our Tzelem Elokim is no dream, that our divine image will help us get in scrimmage to live out the all the elements and aspects in the positive realms and the negative realms and, not, and somewhere in between of our lives, and to be part of this great human experience of being stewards toward this blessed earth, to prepare the world for the revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, who will roar out Torah Chadashah Mititetze, reveal new dimensions of Torah that have never been revealed even to the likes of Moses and even to the likes of Elijah the prophet, who we began to elucidate upon his Pasach Eliyahu, which is revealed from the Holy Zohar. Take care, everyone.
I've spoken of 1,000 points of light, of all the community organizations that are spread like stars throughout the nation doing good. We will work hand in hand, encouraging, sometimes leading, sometimes...